Invest in the right gear to make sure your 72-hour kit is more effective. We're going shopping next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe, play sober. BUI is boating under the influence. It is illegal to operate a motorboat while under the influence of alcohol. And in Utah, BUI penalties are the same as DUI. It will cost you money and may cost you your life. Play safe, play sober. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Find the right gear to best fit your needs. Scott Stallings with PrepperCon covers the essentials.
Some of the freeze-dried foods are a lot better warm, so you want to warm those up. So do you need a fuel system or a fuel source? Or do you have food bars, which taste nasty, but they'll do in a pinch? So you got to find what works for you and reduce as much junk out of your bag as possible and have really the key items that you're going to need. My number one thing is always a pocket knife, a really good, solid pocket knife. Not a grocery store or convenience store brand pocket knife, but I'm talking, go spend $30-$40 on a good knife. You will thank yourself later for it. Have a really good pair of work gloves in there. Leather is better. If you've got any knife-proof gloves or cut-proof gloves, that's even better. You can do a bag, a whole kit, for less than $55, but you can go up to $300-$400 easily building your 72-hour kit or your bug-out bag. So it's just a matter of finding the right things that you know how to use, things that you like to carry with you, so that you're not worried about what's going on at any given time. And a first aid kit is probably the number one overlooked thing I see all the time. That and sanitation. Have a good sanitation kit. Have a good first aid kit. And the same thing goes for your food. I mean, everyone has different tastes. Everyone has a different plan or strategy for what they're going to do when something happens. So you need to know and have a plan specific to your needs. And one of the biggest comments, what are you going to do if you've got your supply of freeze-dried food? Hey, you don't have any water stores at your house.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.